From Robert Scheer as we wrap up.
Yeah, well, I think this is how we got into this mess. Jerry Brown, when he was running against Bill Clinton, said we're always faced with by these people with the lesser of two evils, but the evil of two lessers. It's a line I'm taking from my wife's book on California that's coming out. But it's a good statement. They helped get us into this mess. So let's not miss what this election is all about on the Republican and Democratic side. On the Republican side, you have a neo-fascist person in Trump, in the form of Trump, and something of a religious fanatic and Ted Cruz, but they are addressing real discontent across the board. The economy is not working for most Americans, okay? And so there's a right-wing populist appeal that is wiping away the Republican Party. On the Democratic side, much to the amazement of everyone, Bernie Sanders has been able to register a populist progressive dissent. Okay, he is a uniter. He doesn't bait immigrants. You know, he understands the need for unity in the country. But the fact of the matter is, if you go for Hillary Clinton, you go for more of the same. I'll tell you my takeaway from
the
debate.
She's gonna win.
I want to tell you my yeah. But you're winning.
Get real.
You're winning. Got us. Your winning gets us into a war in Iraq, which Democrats supported with Republicans.
Not
that
if we
has,
do our work.
If we do our work. The fact is, sellout politics have made the situation much more treacherous. And the reason many young people are against it is because they see it doesn't work for them. And if you want to look at the record, if Hillary Clinton, these problems, what does she do with? You talk about deportation. Yes, Obama's failed on immigration. He has been called the deporter in chief.
Yes.
Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, she supported that policy. She didn't. No, take the minimum wage. You keep telling me Hillary Clinton has evolved. The Clintons have been in power in the Democratic Party for so long. Why didn't they move on the minimum wage? Why didn't they move
because
in a more peaceful
It takes a movement from below to push the issue forward.
No, they're not pushable. They are sellouts.
That's
they are
not true. She's clearly
the
pushable.
Record is
she
so
supports $15
clear.
An hour.
She supports it now because she's going to lose the primary if she doesn't come out for
true.
It. And she supported it last night very half-heartedly. What you
that's
are
not
talking,
true. She
look,
stood
let me
up
tell you,
with Governor
if you
Cuomo.
Go down the road with
don't
Hillary
rewrite
Clinton,
the record.
If you go down the road with Hillary Clinton, the right wing will be stronger. That's what
no,
happened
that's
in
not
Europe
true.
Historically.
It's not the worst.
It's what's happening in Europe now. The fact that matter is,
no.
If you do not address the problems from a progressive side, which Bernie Sanders is proposing, you're going to leave people hurting.
No.
They're hurting in this country. You may not be hurting working for the
no.
county and a supervisor, part of the Democratic establishment. I know. I live
right.
downtown.
I'm the Democratic establishment.
It was the Democratic
40
establishment.
40 years of progressive
it was
activism,
the Democratic
Bob. Come on.
You worked for the supervisors.
I've worked for the
yes.
supervisor
and
who's
the
a progressive supervisor. Who's
the Democratic establishment in Los Angeles, by the way, has a racist, tolerated, the supervisors tolerated,
Bob.
A racist sheriff's Sheila department,
was elected
a
last
racist
year.
Police department, crushed Occupy,
Bob, that,
did not address
missing,
any
you're
of these
missing
questions
the question.
Whatsoever.
The
and
question,
now you tell us we need more of the same.
No.
The voters are rejecting
well,
more of the same. That's what's
no, they're
going,
not.
Yes,
going
you
to.
You represent more of
Hillary's
the same.
Hillary's got
that's
two and a half
Clinton
million.
Is.
We're going to leave it there, but clearly there is a lot to talk about in these coming weeks and months. Robert Scheer, editor-in-chief of Truth Dig, Tori Osborne, longtime progressive activist who served as Northern California director of the National Organization for Women and was executive director of the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, and the Liberty Hill Foundation. This is Democracy Now!